anything wrong in this situation. He took a pitch in the back. He got beamed for crying out loud.
We used heart attack. Me.
Managers on a Major League Baseball team don't make decisions.
Could have done without that.
Credibility in this situation is worse than losing your job.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
The castration of the Major League Baseball managers, we know it.
Ask me about my winner.
Going on, everybody. In all honesty, I've lost a little bit of desire to want to throw as much, you know, content and opinions as I usually do in the world of sports. All I ever really wanted from this program was just a chance to talk sports. And, you know, it is really hard to do, you know, when you're essentially talking to yourself. But I'm going to knock off 4 points today. Anything that's on your mind in the world of sports, please bring up. You could comment on any of the feeds. Just send a message anyway, because as I always say, I want to keep the discussion going. You're seeing the national story growing a little bit with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. And I just see it as another example of the general public and the tunnel vision that exists amongst people to really want to destroy everybody that is more fortunate than them. And I think a lot of it comes out of envy and out of animosity and jealousy. And I think this is the case with Shohei Ohtani. Major League Baseball is going to do their investigation and we'll see what ends up coming out. But based off the information that's been provided now, it seems as if Shohei Ohtani was not involved with gambling. This is something that was strictly an issue with his interpreter. His interpreter has been terminated from his contract, you know, working for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, you know, Ohtani is in a situation where, yes, he's got a lot of money. I can believe the fact that maybe he wanted to give a friend, a good acquaintance, somebody that he's known for a long time, some money to pay some sort of debts. I believe he might not have even known what those debts were about. But to me, that's not even the biggest issue. The biggest issue is the jealousy that the general public has with those that are more fortunate, those that happen to have a skill or some sort of desire that the rest of the general public cares about. You know, there's envy and jealousy that exist amongst people, and that leads to the push for cancel culture. Those that are trying to compare Shohei Ohtani to Pete Rose or even Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had some hard times. He obviously had issues with gambling, but it's coming out of jealousy. And I don't like that. And I hope that Shohei Ohtani, and I've said it before, when, you know, whether it's Trevor Bauer, who I'm going to speak about in a little bit, or other people that the general public wants to destroy. They don't want them to work. They don't want them to have any sort of the benefits that they've had before. They want to get them to a point where they are washed up and have nothing. So they can say good. They can say whatever their job or their regular little responsibilities or whatever it is that they're failing in their own life is somewhat on the level and is more justified because somebody that has a name to them has fallen, let's say, off of a table or off of a ledge and gone on some hard times. I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about Rand Carthon, the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. I think he's having a great offseason. The trade for Ladarius Snead looks like it's about to go through. If you look at the addition of Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, obviously the Tennessee Titans were in a position where they had a maximum amount of salary cap space. And they made the decision to move on from head coach Mike Vrabel, really with the probably the belief that Rand Carthon was going to be able to run this team the way he wanted to. There was nobody else meddling in there. It was Carthon's job to run the Tennessee Titans. Now, Brian Callahan's going to be the new coach. We'll see how that ends up working out. You got Will Levis as your quarterback, who out of Kentucky was expected to be an okay player. I don't know if he's ever going to become a superstar, but if you look at the Titans and the way their roster is set up, it really does look like they've jumped back in the saddle and have used what the NFL teams are able to do, that salary cap number, as actually set for how much the players are going to be made. Baseball doesn't have a salary cap, and because of that, teams can make whatever decisions that they want in regards to their own payroll. They could set a payroll for $10 million total for their entire roster if they want to. And if you have the New York, you're the New York Mets, you could go out there and you could spend $325 million on your players, 70 or so dead money on players that are being paid to play against you. Now, what I've always said in football is that the salary cap actually allows for every one of the teams to be on a straight ground. You know, there's no Tampa Bay Rays. There's no Oakland Athletics. There's no team that's going out there trying to turn the NFL into a business because, number one, the salary cap is a standard of what each team's expected to spend when it comes to their own players. The other element, of course, is the fact that the teams in baseball aren't set to any sort of standards. So, like I said, they have the choice to spend as little or as much as they want. Obviously, the other thing with the NFL is the standard TV contracts. And I don't know how you make something similar to that in baseball. I mean, I always believe that the national games, they should generate more revenue for all the teams to share like they do in the NFL. But I think it would be harder to do because you're never going to get those type of ratings with a standard Saturday or Sunday or Monday or whatever type of baseball game you want to have over the course of the week, whether it's on ESPN, whether it's on Fox, whether it's on MLB Network. Those games, in regards to people watching, are not generating the same kind of revenue as the NFL games. And I think that speaks a lot why there's such a big-time divide between high-spending teams in baseball and low-spending teams. Number one, the salary cap, but also number two, there's not that extra amount of income that the league is getting. The TV contracts in the NFL are making every team in the NFL rich. And I hate to say it because, you know I'm a baseball purist. A lot of you out there love baseball as much as I do. Football is a national pastime. That's where the ratings exist. The ratings in Major League Baseball are not even in the World Series are up there with your average regular NFL game. And I think until you get some sort of cohesion amongst all the teams to be able to share the same revenue. And I know there's revenue sharing, but all the revenue sharing in baseball is set for the high market teams to pay the bills and the operating expenses of the teams that are choosing not to, or they're crying poverty. They're saying, oh, our market does not allow us to, in a business standpoint, make money. As an owner of a professional sports team, you're not really set to make money with your sports team. It's really supposed to be operated at a loss. And you generate certain revenue that helps you, in some cases, break even, in some cases, not lose as much money as you expect to. But that's why there's so few of those positions for owners in professional sports. It's not like everybody gets to go out there and be an owner. It's for somebody that's special, that has a certain amount of income, maybe has some sort of compounded amount of income that they're going to be able to continue to make money. But speaking of owners, I've really thought about the possibility of collusion as it exists with free agency and baseball in 2024. I've thought about collusion as it applies to maybe the clients of agent Scott Boras, where I think owners are just saying, hey, this is probably our opportunity, or maybe one of our opportunities that we could curtail the contracts and how much players are getting paid. I don't know if it's necessarily true. And I think when you make an allegation of collusion, something as serious as collusion is, you really want to make sure that you have a case. You really want to make sure that you have actual facts to back up your argument. Because the fact that baseball was able to prove, the baseball players and its association were able to prove that there was collusion in the 1980s, doesn't mean that it's going on right now. And if you're looking from an economic standpoint, I hate to knock the series of free agents that have been out there, but outside of Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, they're really lacked that absolute, unequivocal difference maker. And I think the divide between Ohtani and some of the other offensive position players, because Ohtani, is not pitching this year, and Yamamoto and the other top pitchers that were out there, might very well be the reason that those guys had to wait as long in free agency. Because it's not like you, and with all due respect to J.D. Martinez, and I love the fact that he signed with the Mets, and I'm psyched for this upcoming season. As I do my 30-1 MLB countdown previews, I'm actually going to do an addendum to it because I think the Mets are a different team with J.D. Martinez. But he is not Shohei Ohtani. And if you understand the value of what Shohei Ohtani is, you know, was Scott Boras trying to get J.D. Martinez that type of money? I don't know. You know, Blake Snell to ask for $30 million a season, $270 million over 9 years. It's nice that he won a Cy Young. It's nice that he's got two Cy Youngs. But I don't put him up there and say this is my unequivocal ace. So I think there's a lot of other issues that stood out in this free agency class that really didn't make it about collusion as much as we tend to believe that it is. So finally, I wanted to talk about the Trevor Bauer hypocrites, because there's the anti-Trevor Bauer sentiment that exists out there. And if you listen to the show to this point, you deserve to hear me go a little bit rogue, because I think Trevor Bauer deserves the right to work. He deserves to write as a baseball pitcher to be able to hone his craft and do his job. The general public, as I've spoken about earlier in regards to cancel culture, wants to see this guy washed down to nothing. Trevor Bauer may not necessarily be a good dude. I don't know one way or the other. You know, there's plenty of things you could point to. Obviously, the issue that he had to deal with the woman that accused him of what she accused him, and Lindsay Hill and the whole thing, you know, doesn't make him out to be a good person. And whether his interest in having rough sex bothers you or how you feel about it has nothing to do, and I believe is 100% separate for his right to work. He's got the right to do his job. Now, listen, 30 teams in Major League Baseball all independently have the right to not employ him. That's something that he has to deal with. That's a consequence that he's facing as he's dealing with right now. But I want to talk about the anti-Trevor Bauer hypocrites, the ones that show up on social media, the ones that can't wait to, you know, either quote, tweet, or comment on a Facebook post when a woman talks about the issues that they have to deal with sexual harassment and sexual abuse. Now, you could talk about the Trevor Bauer situation. He was accused. He was never arrested. He was never tried. He was never convicted. And that might bother you. You might say he was guilty anyway. But unfortunately, this is coming from guys that have a different type of agenda and are actually completely hypocritical to what it is that they are saying to women. They're saying positive things, backing up this, making Trevor Bauer out to be such a bad person, but they have one agenda. You want to hear it? They actually want to get into the girls' pants that they're trying to say sexual harassment and sexual assault should not be tolerated. Can you believe that? This is actually going on right now. Think about that. The anti-Trevor Bauer people are actually hypocrites because they're trying to sleep with the women that they're trying to make Trevor Bauer out to look like such a bad person, and he acted like it. So how about that? This is the Passball Show, brought to you by JohnPLA.com, by St. Aloysius Church in Jackson, New Jersey, by Two Ways, One Passion Food Truck, located in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Here's what I'm telling you. You got any issue with anything that I've said on my show, I want you to hit the comment feed. I want you to come at me. I want you to come at me with any issues that you have with any of the things I say. You know what? The Passball Show, as it's going into the new generation right now, is going to be an example of me saying exactly what I want to say and backing up exactly how I feel. If you want to hear me continue to flap my mouth, you can check me out, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, videos and podcasts on YouTube. We'll be back with you soon. God bless you. And as always, I see you on the other side.
Chris Bryant was on the Chicago Cubs roster opening day.
I have many leather-bound books. My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Why don't you give it all or a majority of it to the team that wins the freaking World Series?
I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
I may come out as the biggest major Major League Baseball manager apologist.
That'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
Because hitters are going out there saying, I'm either going to hit a home run or I'm going to strike out. And if I don't get a pitch that I feel like I could drive out of the park.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Especially prospect whores and hoarders are going to be a little pissed off at me when I say this.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
There are only two managers in baseball's Hall of Fame who have losing records. One of them is the iconic Connie Mack, who you could say, in spite of winning 5 World Series championships as a manager, could be in as much as a pioneer. And what side of the spectrum they're on. Were they pitching? Were they batting? If your favorite team was pitching and a ball got inside to hit a batter, there's no way it could have been on purpose. But if you were a fan of the team that was batting and a ball got inside and hit somebody or went behind somebody's head, absolutely 100% unequivocally, that pitcher was throwing at. They put their tail between their legs and decided they're going to do exactly what they're told. You're damn well right better give him a contract extension. You're damn well right better make him the manager over the next series of years.
35 years ago, I could have loaned your parents the money for an abortion.